time for the Athens Little League Report. Brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind. As we bring in longtime reporter, longtime coach, the one and only David Barbie. David, good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. How was your weekend?
It was magically delicious. It was just excellent.
Yeah, with the rain, that's what made it magically delicious. I hear you. So you've got one game to report on today. Is that right?
One game. One final game.
One final game to announce a winner. And then we'll hear back from you guys later on this summer with the All-Star reports. But yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say the little guys, the Sandlot All-Stars, the rookie 7 and 8 and the Sandlot 9-year-olds, they get started, I think, this weekend. One of the things about me doing this after all these years coaching Little League, when my youngest kid is now a league age 24, is that like the dates that kids do things – totally escapes me. They give me a schedule at the beginning of the season and I show up. It's pretty awesome. But I think they start playing this weekend, so you may be hearing from them next week.
Okay.
About the first round of All-Stars.
Okay, sounds good. So this will be our one Athens Little League report of the week. David Barbie, take it away.
Well, what we have is the Major League Championship. And I think they might have talked about this in the report last week, is that this year's Major League, by the end of the season, is the most balanced that I've ever seen it in the 18 years I've been out there. That the regular season records are, as usual, you got a few teams way up at the top and a few teams down at the bottom. But at the end of the season, everybody's beating everybody else. My team, Chase Park, finished first this season. Last place, Hawthorne Drugs, beat us twice. And one of the games we beat them was 1-0. Second place, Synovus, out by one game on us. Fifth place, State Bank, beat them a couple of times and had them on the ropes another time. So this tournament's been really fun because every game has been kind of a dogfight in its own way. So second place Synovus, beat first place Chase Park in the last game of the winner's bracket after all this rain, what seems like about 8 years ago, and 2-1. And so Chase Park came back to the loser's bracket, had this amazing game versus Northeast Sales, where after the game, I think both teams agreed it might have been like the best game of any sort any of us had ever been involved with before. And so here we go the other night, finally, after several days of rain, we're going to play. Since Chase Park is coming out of the loser's bracket, if we win the first one, we got to play a second one. If Synovus won there in the winner's bracket, they would win the tournament. So the league decided, let's play a doubleheader. I love the doubleheader. It's fun. I know the Braves tried to do this yesterday, and you guys are saying Jason's show is a no-go yesterday? That didn't happen?
That's correct, yes.
Well, maybe he'll come out of Little League sometime.
That's right, yeah. Hopefully they'll reschedule him.
Yeah, reschedule Jason for Holland Park. I might be able to.
That's
that.
Right.
So the thing about playing a game in Little League, there's all these rules around how much you can pitch and how much you can catch. You can't pitch in more than one game in a day. And you can't if you catch more than 3 innings in a day, then you can't pitch any after that. So in a doubleheader, you've really got to manage your players in a 12-man roster where a lot of your pitchers and your catchers are the same guys. It's tricky. So a lot of strategy by both teams going into this game. And both teams started a couple of their great 12-year-old pitchers. Synovus started Tom Gilley, and Chase Park started Walter Heckenberg. Tom came in and got the top 3 of the Chase Park order, who are all terrific hitters, all batting around 500 this season. Just bang, 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 3 up, 3 down. He's looking great. Walter Heckenberg comes out, strikes out the first guy, and then Hunter Stonecipher for Synovus, who's such an offensive weapon. He draws a walk. He comes around and scores on Will Howard's base hit. Will Howard's had a great season. He's turned into a real clutch hitter this season. And Synovus had a 1-0 lead, and it looks like we're in for another dogfight. But the Chase Park offense throughout the season is capable of being incredibly explosive, and that is what happened in the second inning. Chase Park just gets a bunch of guys on base, and then Wes O'Neill hit a two-run double. Tayo Watanabe coming behind him hits a two-run single, and suddenly it's 5-1. Back on the flip side, now Walter Heckenberg is dealing. And I should mention, not only has Walter played for Chase Park since he was nine, his older brother played for me as well. So he's been around the team so long. I actually call Walter Honus in deference to his old-timer status. And I'm always asking if he needs a rocking chair or a nap or something like that. I mean, he is 12 now and getting ready to retire. So Walter was dealing. His last earlier in the tournament, he threw a no-hitter. In the game against Northeast Sales, he came in and pitched great and then got a double with bases loaded double to tie and win the game. And in this game, he's pitching great. He came in the second, struck out the side, came in the third, shuts him down. Fourth inning, Chase Park puts up four runs. It's 9-1. We've got two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Little League game, six innings, but if you get through four and it starts to rain, you get rained out, it counts as a complete game. So we get to the bottom of the fourth. We got two outs. We're up by eight here. Not quite enough for what would be like a mercy rule game in Little League, but definitely enough where if we can just get this inning, the game is official. And much like the end of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where they're stopped just short, the lightning alarm went off at the park, which means you got to wait 30 minutes until the last lightning strike within like 5 or 6 miles. Everybody's up in the cars, and we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait. And finally, it's been like over an hour, and you guys have just been talking about what this weather is like, that it's just not going to let up. So finally, all of these so-called adults got together and talked about, what do we do? Because we're going to run into curfew. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's going to rain. We should all consider building arcs because it's going to rain for like the next week or something like that. So, and we're trying to find, well, we could play this day. Well, we're missing players. Well, they're missing a coach. And so we finally, manager Steve Cummings, who has been my gentleman league competitor for a number of years now, proposed, what if they, Synovus, concede, which was basically one more out, concede that game two to us. They had already beaten us once in the tournament. We'd each win one game, and we would call it co-champions. Now, the 10-year-old kid in me is far too competitive to not want to finish playing the game. And my assistant coach is my right-hand man is my son, Winston, who, of course, played for Chase Park a long time ago as well. Of course, we want to play. But logic, Steve is a very nice fellow. His point is a really good one. And so we thought about it and just said, you know, I just don't think there's any other way around this because you're looking at the radar and realize we might be able to get out there and get this last inning in, but then the skies are going to open and then everybody's gone. It's Memorial Day weekend. So we accepted his gentlemanly offer, and we told the kids, and I was a little worried about telling the kids because I thought it was going to be a disappointment, but just, you know, people say kids today are so different. Well, apparently they are, and they're better human beings than people like me because they were all really thrilled to be co-champions with this other team who we've had such an amazing series with all season. We've had several one-run games with them this year, and it has really been a dogfight between the two teams all year. So we shook hands, agreed on this. The kids were into it. Both teams are like running out on the field, dogpiling each other and holding up the trophies. And, yeah, so what we wound up with this year is that, which has never happened before, is Major League co-champions Synovus and Chase Park. The 10-year-old kid and me is slowly coming to terms with this. But the 10-year-old kid and the real kids are exactly right, and it's a great thing. And so the Major League season ended with two teams that had great seasons and had a ton of 12-year-olds on both teams. It was their last Little League season, last Little League game out there. And everybody went home a winner, and we have finally wrapped up the 2018 Athens Little League regular season.
Excellent, excellent. Great report, David. Always great to hear from you. And we will hear back from whoever we hear back from, whenever that is, when we have the All-Stars this summer.
It is a definite maybe.
I love it. Thanks so much, David.
See you soon, David.
All right. David Barbie with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Wonder if they'll get a customer or two to go in that store. Also, brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.